Welcome back to the 10 of Those podcast. It's good to have you with us. This is our last podcast for this series, and so we're going to be having a little look back over some of our favourite episodes, maybe talk a little bit about how we've grown, what we've learned over the last season. And as always, I'm Rob, and here's Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Nice to see you. Nice to see you, Rob. You doing all right?
Yeah, all right. Thank you, mate. Yeah, pretty good. We wanted to have a look back over this season and just have a look at some of our highlights and maybe point back to some things which really encouraged us. So do you want to kick off, Jonathan?
Yeah, so it's been a while since we started. It's back end of 2022 we started. Look how far we've come.
I know, look at us now.
2024, that's how far we've come. So I think we've ebbed and flowed a little bit with our thoughts of what we've talked about, the guests that we the guests that we've spoken with, and certainly I've enjoyed talking with various guests. I think they I always like stories. I like talking with people most of the time, and so they've been good. Which ones would be my highlight? I really enjoyed talking with Sharon James. I just thought she had some really insightful things. We're talking to her particularly about her book on Sarah Edwards and the life and sort of legacy of Sarah Edwards. But I thought she had some really insightful things to say about culture, bringing up children, which we're at that sort of age and stage, and so desperate for any help that we can have. She brought some great insight there. So I really enjoyed that. Thought Jonathan Griffiths was interesting. So minister in Ottawa in Canada, just talking about how books impact life, but also life and ministry in terms of evangelism. He just had some insightful things to say there. But also I know, you know, we've had some counseling sessions for me too. I've various struggles along the way in terms of church and life. And I think often, you know, I've not been able to bring any sort of great insight or answers to my issues, but I've definitely appreciated being able to talk about them, tease them out, and then mull over them in the coming weeks. So our session on small groups definitely had an impact with my conversation with our conversation of then how that impacted day-to-day life afterwards. Not saying that small groups are my favorite part of the week, however I do feel a development in my attitude, an improvement in my attitude to them has meant that I'm probably enjoying them more, getting more from them, and probably more bothered about what I contribute rather than what I take from them. So yeah, it's been a few for me. Start there. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think looking back, the whole idea of spending time together on this podcast, talking with each other, talking with other people, it's really highlighted to me the importance of community and the importance of really having honest and real conversations with one another. I think partly for you and me. Yeah. So the one that you were talking about was the challenges of church community. And also the Church is Hard podcast that we did as well. But I think both of those were really hit on some things that were important to you, or should perhaps be more important to you than they are. I don't know. I think the value of being able to talk honestly about those things, and it's really shifted my perspective in how I'm living here in my home church, spending a lot of really good time with a couple of close friends in particular, investing time, and not just in small group meetings, but I'm playing squash once a week now with a guy from church, and we pray beforehand, we chat and building relationships. So the podcast has definitely helped me appreciate the value of the people around us. And the author interviews, I think what a privilege to be able to speak to people who've dug so deep on a certain subject. And I often think when I read a book that it is like spending time with the person. It's like spending time. Yeah. It's a bit of a one-way conversation, perhaps. But
Oh, no, I talk back. I don't agree with that. Yeah. Tim Chester's conversation, I thought, was, to your point there, that was just a real privilege to kind of soak up what he had kind of learned and spent time becoming not necessarily an expert, but just he dug deep, hadn't he? And so to share in some of that with him was really good.
Yeah, that was the Enjoying God podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Those conversations, I particularly enjoyed Clive Boucher. His book One, talking about how we experience our oneness with Christ and how that actually affects us day to day. That's still much of my journey this year, really, walking with Christ and having a focus on Christ in me. And what does it mean to walk with Jesus? How do I feel about it? Then, of course, the interview with Claire Heathwaite and Sarah Allen. Both historians, biographers, and as I remember, we kind of just let them get on with it, didn't we, a little bit?
It felt like we just were observing, which was probably the best thing, actually, for really, really good ones. If you're going to pick off one, listen to Mary Wilson Hannah again, The Importance of Authentic Ministry, because she was a real giggle. There was a real laugh there. But again, she dug deep in the well of Colossians 3 and this idea of being heavenly minded and having a mind that was so taken up with what is to come that it impacts us today. But she was a lot of fun, but very, very insightful as well. So
she was, yes.
I enjoyed that.
Yes, yeah. You do come to some interviews with expectations of people, and I don't know why I expected it to be like, but she was fun. She was good fun. Yeah.
She wasn't a stiff Presbyterian, was she? So
she was hilarious. Hilarious. Nice, brilliant. I think, Jonathan, my reflection is keep reading the books because when a book sits on your shelf, it isn't telling you anything apart from what you ought to be doing or making you feel bad that it's still there. If you're not going to read it, just give it away to somebody who will. But when you actually sit and read a book, I was reading Do You Pray this morning. J.C. Ryle, Do You Pray?
One of my fave.
What a privilege to be able to sit with J.C. Ryle in the sauna, as it happens, this morning at the gym.
He was there, wasn't he?
He was there. but incredible just to be able to sit there and soak in that wisdom, really. So keep reading the books. It gives you access to people who are at other ends of the world, experiencing things that you're not experiencing. Simon Gilbow, you interviewed Simon, didn't you?
Wow. I'll just tell you a sauna thing. This is
do.
It's probably not as funny, but it really made me chuckle. I was doing something on evangelism with a group of guys, and we were talking about the fear of evangelism, and he said that he'd been talking with a guy that he sees fairly regularly at the gym, and they chat in the sauna. But he was saying just how fearful he was. And I said, "Well, you're sweating." I'm not sure he got the joke. So anyway, sorry. Simon, he really tickled me, man. Simon Gilbert, he's a real inspiration and a challenge at the same time, but in a positive way. He's, great guy who obviously just loves Jesus. He just pours out of him, and so that was a good conversation. Yeah, a lot of admiration for Simon. So, I think you were as equally unimpressed about my sauna joke there, weren't you?
I loved it. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it really tickled me. But anyway, so yeah, we're going to take a little pause on the pod now, aren't we? We plan to, God willing, revisit. We'll be together, I hope, for the Keswick Convention in the UK during the summer.
Yeah,
and we've got a few things planned, particularly with speaking to authors and speakers, trying to learn from them as we can. So we'll talk again back in the summer for the podcast. In the meantime, we'd encourage people to check out a sort of sister podcast that 10 of those do called the Incomparable Podcast. It's with Andrew Wilson, who wrote the book Incomparable, and he's written a number of other books. And I just think he's always worth reading. I've always enjoyed what I've read of his. But in Incomparable, which is a book I've read 4 times now, not because I keep forgetting I've read it, it's so good I want to come back to it. He goes through 60 characteristics of God, and for each one, they're just 4 pages long. So they're sort of 9 to 14 minute devotions, really. And we picked 15 off from the book and put them into a podcast. So you can use them almost like as a devotional, maybe as you're out on a walk or you're driving to work, that sort of thing. And then for the final episode, we interview Andrew and just talk to him about God, his characteristics and his attributes. And so if you're wondering what to listen to while we're not around, then we'll point you in that direction. If you search out the Incomparable Podcast on Apple or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and take a listen. And then, God willing, we'll be back the back end of the summer into the autumn fall period with some stuff that we've done during the Keswick Convention. Is that right?
Sounds good to me, Jonathan.
Good.
Brilliant.
Go and do likewise. Rob, really enjoyed chatting with you. Thank you for helping me through some of these things and learning together. And that book again by J.C. Ryle, if we want to see him in the sauna. No, hang on. If we want to read it in the sauna, what's it called again?
That is Do You Pray by J.C. Ryle. A real challenge. And I think it's very, very relevant in our time, just as it was in J.C. Ryle's time. Do you pray? A challenge to everybody, or a question for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, and he basically says not enough, but does it without beating you over the head. I feel. I mean, it's brutally challenging, but it is pastorally compassionate as well. It's not a Pharisaical kind of beat over the head, is it?
No, that's right. That's right.
Maybe I'll revisit that. I love Ryle. He writes for the everyday person, and I'm very everyday. All right, Rob. Until next time. Thanks so much, buddy.
Bless you, mate.
See you in a few weeks' time, I hope.
We'll see you soon.
All right. God bless.